We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhardt. Emily Scott Robinson is our in-studio guest. We'll get to more lovely songs from Emily here in just a few minutes. We're going to start out the hour, though, by going back to the Songwriter Podcast. Every couple of weeks, they put out a brand new episode, and then we speak with songwriter creator Ben Arthur. Once again, we are talking with Ben Arthur, who is the producer of the Songwriter Podcast, and joined this season by the Templeton World Charity Foundation to bring forth stories of human flourishing, and then create brand new songs around that theme. This time, as springtime is setting upon us, we have something about animals. If you're getting out with your animal, we have a perfect episode for you, and animal welfare being the topic.
Although, on the other hand, it's about a terrible cat whose owner
that is
becomes
also true.
So crazy that he starts to imagine, you know, pulling the plug, if you will.
Who is our writer involved this time?
Bruce Holsinger is a best-selling author who has been featured by Oprah, just had a book called Culpability about AI. Really fascinating guy. He also teaches at the University of Virginia and specializes, of all things, in medieval history.
I had not been getting good sleep, in part because the cat had this habit for a while, for about 6 months or so, of starting to yowl at 3 or 4 every morning. And I've always been an early riser, but for a while, that was Sparky is the name of our cat. Sparky was doing even more to wake me up early. And I was just feeling kind of haggard. And I was complaining about it to my dad. And my dad was sitting on the couch and goes, "Bruce sounds like a river cat to me."
And that is the title of the short story, River Cat.
We also have a social scientist joining in the discussion, and that is where animal welfare does come into play. Do tell us who this is.
Dr. Jennifer McQuiston is actually a childhood friend of my wife's, and she worked for many years at CDC, and her specialty was in infectious diseases, which, as you probably know, mostly come over from the animal kingdom. Our closeness to animals is why we are so vulnerable to these diseases, including the coronavirus, which probably came to us from civet cats and or bats.
My work at CDC primarily focused on a concept called One Health. And One Health is the idea that the health of animals and the health of humans and the health of our shared environment really come together to influence infectious disease outbreaks, our mental health, our physical health. All of it is interconnected under this umbrella of One Health. And I think there's an argument to be made that any even human exclusive disease now probably had an animal origin at some point in its past.
But she has a lot of really interesting things to say about it, had some similar struggles with a cat in her own life, and is really brilliant about this work. She's also a veterinarian.
For this episode, you went home. This is home for you, right? Charlottesville, Virginia?
Indeed. The Seaville Weekly co-produced this event, and they actually put the band, who I know we're about to talk about, on the cover of the Seaville Weekly. We did a show at the Guild, just a gorgeous area where the Guild, in a former bank, hosted the show.
Now, the band in question is actually the combination of a couple of bands, the Lowland Hum and David Wax Museum, coming together as the Golden Hours, and we have a world premiere of the song that they wrote in response to the previous things we were talking about, right?
Indeed, yes. David and Suze started hosting something called Golden Hour, where they would bring audiences in, blindfold them, lead them to their seats, and do this show where they really focus not on spectacle and ego, many of the things that we think of when we think of rock and roll, but on caregiving.
I was so excited to get the stories, or waiting for the story. It's about killing your cat. But our band is a band that has positive messages. We're kind of a grand. We wear black and white and silver and gold. That was the first hurdle was, how do you take what you just heard and turn it into something epic?
The name of the song is One More Photo. It's a response to Bruce's story, and it sort of takes some ideas that David and the rest of the band had about nature and our place in nature, and this is the world premiere of this song. It is a gorgeous studio recording that they made.
It started as a garden, no fear of fame or cloud, push and pull of animal, no thorn inside the paw. our light, cause it finds the glowing city sprawl. Clear the land, bag the sand, the birds above it all.
The song One More Photo from the band The Golden Hours, created specifically for this week's Songwriter Podcast episode. The Golden Hours being members of the Lowland Hum and David Wax Museum coming together. And if you want to find out how they created that song and the stories it's based on, you can go to songwriterpodcast.com to hear this episode and all previous as well. They are in season 7 now. songwriterpodcast.com or benarthur.com.